and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where random stabbings leave three people dead and a homeless man facing murder charges. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
In less than 3 hours in Manhattan, a construction worker near his work site, a man who was fishing in the East River, and a woman who was near the UN headquarters were all stabbed and died of their wounds. A 51-year-old man who police found with blood on his clothes and two kitchen knives is in custody. New York City Mayor Eric Adams stressing,
"We want New Yorkers to know that we are not looking for any additional suspects at this time."
A New York City cab driver is being hailed as a hero for following the suspect and alerting police.
President-elect Donald Trump's plans to reduce the federal workforce while also placing many federal employees under his direct control is generating opposition.
We know how to fight.
Jacqueline Simon is policy director for the American Federation of Government Employees, which represents 800,000 federal workers. She says the union will fight legislatively and in the courts against what she terms planned politicization of the federal workforce under Trump's proposed Schedule F class of worker.
Instead of working on behalf of the American people and taking an oath to uphold the Constitution, people who are in Schedule F positions will be required to serve just Donald J. Trump.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Australia has slammed the sentencing given to 47 men in Hong Kong under recent security laws designed to target pro-democracy activists and minor political groups.
The group is known as the Hong Kong 47, which included an Australian man, Gordon Ng. The sentences have ranged between 4 and 10 years. They're accused of taking part in pre-election primaries that the court stated was an attempt to cause a constitutional crisis, which would have resulted for trying to organise an unofficial primary vote in 2020. Australian politicians have released a statement saying the sentencing is of grave concern and they're objecting to the crackdown, which has broad application. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Hot cocoa, good for the heart? Yes, thanks to a new study. CBS's Michael George.
Hot cocoa or green tea could protect your heart when you're stressed. A study by the University of Birmingham found that the flavanols in those drinks protect your blood flow and the system that delivers oxygen to the brain. Flavanols are a compound found in some fruits, vegetables, teas, and nuts. Cocoa or green tea can even counteract some of the negative effects of eating a fatty meal.
A bomb cyclone is developing in the Pacific. Northern California and the Pacific Northwest are bracing for what is expected to be the strongest storm of the season so far, bringing flash flooding. Heavy rain and winds are set to pummel the region beginning Tuesday and lasting through Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a five-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen in that way. Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Dame.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the late night institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight. Temperatures rising to the lower 50s by daybreak. Gusty east to southeast winds up around 40. Morning rain Tuesday. High temperatures will warm to the upper 50s. As our winds turn to the southwest, they'll be gusty. It's 53 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trebian will be here to talk about the holiday faux fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Coming up after the 11:30 news. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. I was on Blue Sky over the weekend, and I shared some info. I probably okay. All right.
Make it. It's called a teaser.
It's called yes. So I yep. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Join us for that at 11:33. We'll wrap up today's show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Art Snob Edition. This one is woof. It's just a woof.
Yeah, this one is. Yeah. Stick around. Stick around for that.
Yeah. Stick around for that. All right. Breaking news, just as we are coming back on the air, California guy Eric Hovde on social media today has finally admitted he lost his race to Senator Tammy Baldwin. Here is part of what Eric Hovde, California guy, had to say. 9 months ago, I entered the race for the U.S. Senate because I love our country and I'm deeply concerned about its direction. The four principal issues that propelled me to run were my concerns about the U.S. government's debt crisis and excessive spending, which put our country's financial security at risk and sparked the worst inflation in 40 years. Eric, you do realize that Donald Trump exploded the deficit.
Yeah.
Do we understand that? Do we get that?
Well, yes, he does. He's a businessman. He knows how budgets work. He knows how that, but he can't say that out loud. He can't
admit that Trump added, what, $7 trillion to the deficit?
And took a very nice economy that the former President Obama gave him and just tanked it.
Pretty much. I am proud, continuing from Eric Hovde's announcement this morning, I am proud of the campaign we ran and that I focused on issues instead of personal attacks. Wait a minute.
Come on, bro.
Wait a minute. Personal attacks? That was pretty much the whole last month of his ads.
Yeah.
Or personal attacks against Tammy Baldwin and her partner.
And her partner. It was mainly the partner needs to give up the money. No, they do not. This is a dead end. Eric Hovde had no policies. None. He came in sitting in lakes, throwing axes, trying to be the best carpet bag in Wisconsinite he could, and he did a terrible job. Yeah, it was a close election. No one will doubt that. But I don't think this was based on the charm and the likability of one Eric Hovde. This had to do with the fact that it was a very divisive election, and they're always razor-thin majority or razor-thin
totals.
Outcomes.
Yep.
So Eric Hovde trying to backpedal and be like, no, you were a terrible candidate. And once again, for the second time, Wisconsin has rejected a millionaire slash billionaire who comes into the state, who says, I'm from here, you're not, and says, I want to do this, you can't, because you don't know us and you don't care about us. You're bored and rich.
And you think you should get this job because you think it would be fun.
Yes. You're owed nothing.
Calvin?
Nothing.
Unfortunately, I don't know if we can get too excited about Eric Hubde going away. If you check out the replies to this announcement.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
They are all, run for governor in 2026. You did such a great job. You'll win governor.
I don't understand. Where is that even coming from, people? He's been a very successful banker. That's great.
Yes.
Good on you.
You took daddy's money and made good on it.
And made more money.
Man, you really, those bootstraps, you really tied them up tight and really worked really hard to, you know, from the bottom. And your bottom was more like, you know, upper middle than the rest of us.
I just don't understand how folks assume that the skills that it takes to run a business are the same skills that it takes to run a state.
If there is any, I mean, any example that shows the statement of, I will run this entity, whether it's a municipality, a state, or a country, like a business, and see it fail, is the former president, Donald Trump. Because you can, if you have a privately owned business, you can run it however you want.
Absolutely.
Now, there may be consequences if you do it illegally, but you get to run it however you want. There's a reason why the federal government and state governments are so big. Those bureaucracies are kind of necessary as checks and balances to make sure they all run through the hallways of power to get things done legally. You can't just walk into a place as the guy in charge or the woman in charge, because, you know, men and women can both be dumb with government, and say, I'm running it like a business now. That's not how it works.
Well, and again, the goal of business is to operate at a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize and I agree that we should not be running these enormous deficits.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the Office of Government Efficiency, run by Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon, two guys, by the way, at the head of the Office of Government Efficiency, which I still find hilarious. I don't know that that's the answer. Continuing with more from Eric Hovde's announcement from just a few minutes ago that he is accepting he lost to Senator Tammy Baldwin. The results from election night were disappointing, particularly in light of the last-minute absentee ballots that were dropped in Milwaukee at 4 a.m., flipping the outcome. There are many troubling issues around these absentee ballots and their timing, which I addressed in my last statement. Eric, we're going to go really slowly when we explain this.
Something we've talked about many, many times. Go ahead, Jane.
We had an opportunity to allow our clerks to start counting absentee ballots at 7 o'clock the day before Election Day. That would have given them 24 hours to get a jump on counting all these absentee ballots. That died. It never even came up.
Never came up in the Senate.
In the Wisconsin Senate.
Passed the Assembly.
Passed the Assembly.
It was bipartisan.
Amazingly.
Republicans wanted it.
And then got to the Senate. Devin Lemieux. They just killed it. My contention is, so they can continue to go back to this bogus argument and raise questions about the validity of our elections. Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't want to allow the early count, because they want those ballots to come in late.
Mm-hmm.
So they can say, oh, wait, ooh, something's wrong.
And even if, I don't even know why I'm going to say this, but the fact that you don't understand that bigger municipalities, I'm not talking to you, Jane, I'm talking to Eric Hovde right now. I should clarify that. The fact that you can't understand in your big business brain that if you have more of something and less resources of something, it's going to take longer to process those more of somethings. Like it's done every single election cycle when we complain about it and complain about it to create a solution. There was a solution. It died. So, of course, there's going to be late night ballot dumps. But why are this is the question I've always had, Jane. Why are the ballots that come in after a certain time, let's just say midnight or 1 a.m. Anything after midnight or 1 a.m., why are those the ones that are evil and nefarious? Why are the ones that are pre a certain time? They're fine. They're absolutely fine. Don't worry about those. But the moment it hits like 12 midnight, oh, they shan't be trusted.
Well, it's like nothing good happens outside of a strip club at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. There's just the later it is, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, the later it is, the more hanky panky can go on, even though the process remains the same.
Yep.
The ballots are still accompanied. The ballots are still driven to the central count in the same way that they were before midnight.
If there was only a Wisconsin politician known for his skepticism and brain-dead theories who could have visited there, seen the operation, and given his thumbs up on it, if there was only one guy out there, we'd be fine.
You mean like Ron Johnson?
Perfect. He didn't do that, though, right?
But he did.
What?
Yeah, Ron Johnson. Let's all remember.
I remember him all too fondly.
On election nights, went down to Central Count in Milwaukee after they had to rerun some ballots and said, yep, everything is working the way it's supposed to. Nothing to see here. It's all good.
Didn't even follow it up with a but will or like there was no PS to the story like they've all been doing for the past year of like the 2020 elections were fine, but there could be problems. No, he went down there, knocked on the door. They said, here you go. He said, thumbs up.
Looking good, kids.
Great job, guys. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat back on and talk about the COVID injured.
Bob from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Bob. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. You know, ever since Walker lost the election, Republicans in this state have acted like spoiled children. It's just, it's sad.
Yeah.
They gavel in and gavel out. That should be illegal.
Yep.
They will not work in any way, shape, or form to better this state. And, you know, Minnesota is a shining example of politicians working together for the good of the state. And it's just like Washington. They don't work for the good of the country. They work for their political party.
Definitely. And their donors, right, yeah. Bob?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why if you listen to I listen to a program, all the things that they have in Minnesota that we don't have, it's because our politicians will not work with Tony Evers.
Yeah.
And it's so sad.
Well, Bob, here's one thing to look forward to is the massive shift in the makeup of the Assembly and the Senate. And I say massive. For some, it might not be big enough, but it's better than it was for the past 14
Absolutely.
Plus years. And two things I think will come of it, hopefully, Bob. One, you will see a little more compromise because the majority has become smaller. And two, because of fair maps, you're going to see some of these politicians who never had to work actually do something and take it back to their districts because they'll want to be reelected. So I don't disagree with you, Bob, that there is definitely a bottleneck issue in Madison. But hopefully in the new year, we'll see some new results.
Thank you so much, Bob. Really appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much for listening. The other thing to keep in mind, though, too, is we have another state Supreme Court race coming up in April.
Ugh.
So if we get another conservative on there, couldn't they change the fair maps?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Possible. They'd have to report. No, because that happens those happen every 10 years. So they have to wait, I think.
Stay with us.
I'm not a lawyer.
An update on all the best people. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Where have all the average people gone?
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. We'll leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, the Civic Media app has a new update. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, go to wherever you buy your apps and download the Civic Media app. You can call and text directly to whatever show you're listening to all across the state. It's pretty handy.
You can listen to shows all across the state.
Exactly.
And sometimes now, you can hear some games on the streaming app, too.
That's right.
Case by case, but you can still do that. And if you're an astronaut listening to this right now, please take us with you in your pocket when you go to space. Because I really, really want to hear someone listening to Civic Media in space.
I did have that once. Not on what? The air, though. No, they weren't listening on the air, but They played the Pacarena from the space station.
Oh, I think we need to talk about that closer to the holidays.
We'll get around to that eventually.
Getting to know Jane.
See if I can still find the sound from the... I've got it somewhere. We were talking about Eric Hovde, and we'll probably have to get back to all the best people. We'll do a round of that tomorrow, because that's certainly not going away.
Yeah.
But Eric Hovde, of course, California guy... announcing this morning that, yes, he lost the election. He made his announcement on social media. From what I'm seeing, Jesse Opoyan said that so far Tammy Baldwin says she has not gotten a call from him. Being gracious all the way to the end. Well done.
There is no doubt in my mind. If he's calling her, it's at the last second. He's going to be forced to do it so they can just say it in the news and be done with it. But I will tell you this. Look at interviews with him where he is asked a question where he is uncomfortable, or not even say uncomfortable, he is asked to give information he doesn't believe he should have to.
Yeah.
His responses tell me exactly why he doesn't feel like he has to be told what to do. Why should I have to do that?
I don't have to share that with you. Right. Why would I have to?
It makes total sense why he wouldn't call her, because he's just that kind of person.
In his statements on Twitter, millions were spent on ads making false claims about where I'm from and live. You were born in Wisconsin. You've lived out of state for most of your life. Yep. Let's not pretend otherwise.
Yeah.
Senator Baldwin's campaign focused on getting voters to hate me. Even claiming I was a Californian who wanted to take seniors' Social Security away, pass a national abortion ban and beer ban, none of which are remotely true. Sadly, our current political system is broken. Eric, they played actual sound from you saying those things.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, yes, I said that 10 years ago and I've changed my mind. We've seen the video of you saying these things.
Yes, we've read the words saying regarding alcohol. It was in a Rolling Stone article. It's there. All the words are yours. You cannot change them. And that's the other problem, Jane, is that it would be nice if we lived in a political climate where Republicans could actually say on the record, I changed my mind.
Oh, they would never do that.
I don't
this.
Want to do that anymore. I've read the articles. I mean, even if they go from one statement on abortion to I want a national abortion ban, they can say I've changed my mind because of whatever reason. But they don't do that. They make it seem like nothing happened prior to 4 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pathetic. And he's not of Wisconsin. He was born here, but he's not of us.
Granted, he spent, you know, his formative growing up, he was here. Yeah. He went to the University of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Madison. That's great. But then he lived in D.C.
Yep.
for over a decade.
Yeah.
And then he moved to California mm-hmm. for over a decade. And then he decided he wanted to run in Madison in 2012, and he lost.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back to California.
What really burns my grits on this is the fact that he's making it seem like he was the victim of a trash campaign.
A smear campaign.
When in fact, he made it seem like Tammy Baldwin does nothing for Wisconsin, which is false.
Blatantly false.
Blatantly, to the tune of billions of dollars false. Not to mention the fact she has the respect of so many people in this state.
And a diverse cross-section of people.
Exactly, because she works so hard. And the idea, this notion of she's a career politician. Yeah, that career has been successful and fruitful for all of us. So to say that she's not of us, to say she doesn't understand Wisconsin, she's become too Hollywood. You were the ones who smeared her because a Wisconsin boy didn't connect. So then you had to take that dark money.
Real dark.
And get real mean, especially when it came, and I'll never forgive them for the targeting of trans kids.
Instead of candidates debating issues and addressing voters' concerns, campaigns are now about raising money, often from special interest groups, and launching attack ads with no basis in reality. Well, you should know something about that. Mm-hmm. Equally concerning, large segments of the press don't care to fact check these lies and help propagate misinformation to protect their preferred candidates. Our country desperately needs campaign reform. Yes. Let's kill Citizens United.
Yep, start
that
there.
That would be a great place to start our campaign reform.
Also, I believe maybe half of this garbage coming out of his face, if he would have been crushed by like 15 to 20 points, but it was a very close race.
It was close.
So this is not a matter he's the victim of like, you know, a conspiracy of all the people coming together to make sure he didn't win. No, it was a senatorial race in which you and Tammy Baldwin ran your hearts out. I commend you for that. You took a dark turn somewhere about a month and a half, 2 months ago. It didn't work out for you. The people didn't accept you. Is this how you allow, when you have employees, do you take this kind of feedback when you're firing somebody?
Yeah.
I'm the victim here. No, you don't.
Wes from Middleton listening on WMDX. Please, Lord Jesus, let Hovde run again for governor, or run for governor. I can't wait for that campaign. Tom from L.A., maybe someone could explain to Eric Hovde elections in Wisconsin and also the farm bill. Yes. Eric Hovde, he didn't know anything about the farm bill, you guys remember, because he's not in the Senate yet.
And he said it with such a, I don't know about the farm bill. You know, the information's available on a thing called it's called the internet.
Oh, yes.
Your people get a hold of you and have a little class, talk to you about the farm bill, speak a little bit about it. But you so magnanimously said like, well, I don't know anything about it because I'm not a senator. And maybe Eric Hovde just cut my mic.
Oh.
It's so infuriating, this like tough guy image. And now he's a mad, mad boy.
Well, now he's going to go back to California and concentrate on his business. And don't worry, guys, he's going to show up here again. We'll see him in another decade.
He will be a billionaire by the end of next year.
News is coming up next when we return. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sky and breath. Yes, it's funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Several people were killed in New York City, police say, at the hands of a homeless man. CBS New York's Jennifer Bisram with more on the suspect, Ramon Rivera.
Rivera is facing multiple charges, including three counts of murder and the stabbing deaths of three victims across Manhattan Monday morning in just under 3 hours.
President-elect Donald Trump reportedly has plans to remove some federal employees from civil service protections and place them under his direct control. Jacqueline Simon is with the American Federation of Government.
I think the first targets are going to be anything that the private sector thinks that they can do profitably. They are intent on privatizing veterans' health care, Social Security, veterans' benefits.
In Hong Kong, dozens have been sentenced for their roles in an unofficial primary election.
They had been found guilty of subversion after organizing a vote to choose candidates for elections.
That is the BBC's Neil Nunes. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a 5-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Day.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest referred to often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight. Temperatures rising to the lower 50s by daybreak. Gusty east to southeast winds up around 40. Morning rain Tuesday. High temperatures will warm to the upper 50s. As our winds turn to the southwest, they'll be gusty. It's 53 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number's the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to wrap up the show at 11:51 with this Shouldn't Be a Thing Art Snob Edition. It's a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
You just wonder sometimes. But that's coming up at 11:51. And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Right before the news, breaking news, Eric Hovde has finally admitted that he lost the election. Of course, he has not conceded or called the Baldwin campaign. In the video that he put on Twitter, he also did not bother to mention Tammy Baldwin.
Nope.
Or congratulate her on her win.
Why bother doing that?
I guess that would make you a gracious loser, and no one can be a gracious loser anymore.
Well, God knows the people who won aren't being gracious winners, my goodness. But the other thing, too, is if you want a picture in your mind of what it looks like, just imagine a four-year-old with dirt on his face being told he has to say he's sorry, and he's saying he's sorry through gritted teeth and crossed arms. Stubborn, I lost the election, but it wasn't fair.
I guess that's the new thing we do now when we lose is we just don't call our opponent and congratulate them on their win.
We don't have to have class.
We don't have to have to be gracious anymore.
Nope.
John from West Bend, the campaign of reforms I would like to see are repeal Citizens United. Yes. Remove dark money and all these PACs. Absolutely. And no campaigning prior to 90 days out before the election. That is a great idea, John. America would cheer.
How would you regulate that with the news, though?
What do you mean?
With reporting, because I feel like with the 24-hour news networks we have, both sides have their trumpeters, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, like, you go to, and like, with over in England, my friend asked me, and we talked about this on the show, even the news isn't even allowed to talk about the election.
That's an interesting point.
And then that turns into possibly a First Amendment issue and thus and so. I mean, I'm not against any of that stuff. It would be interesting in America to see how they would even come close to proposing it.
Well, and we're never going to get rid of Citizens United now because now the oligarchs know they can buy democracy.
Yeah.
This is working out great for them.
They own two Supreme Court justices now.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
Maybe more. And, you know, Diane Hendricks and the U-Lines and this is working out just fine for them. They're going to see some really big tax cuts again.
You know what's funny is that no matter who's in office, it's always going to work out for them.
Pretty much.
None of them are going to be sent to the poorhouse because of a Democrat in the presidency.
I think they will make it.
Yeah.
I think they will make
it. I hope so.
All right. I did something over the weekend, and it's kind of when you're in the middle of it, and all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah. I probably shouldn't have done that.
I've been there.
So I was on Blue Sky over the weekend. You can find me on Blue Sky. It's just my name. It's Jane Matinair. Nothing clever. Jane Matinair. So, and I've been a Twitter lurker for a long time. I've never posted. I never posted a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
I like to, I'm on Twitter because I like to follow journalists and historians and other people. And this is where news breaks. And so I was on Twitter, but I didn't engage very much. And I thought, well, if I'm going to jump over to Blue Sky, I'm going to post a little more, follow a lot of people.
Yeah.
And in the first couple of days, all of a sudden, I get on there and it's like, you have five people who are following you.
It feels good.
It does. It's like, oh, how nice of you. I don't know you.
Aren't you a sweetheart?
Don't you have good taste? And so, but I don't follow back to those who don't have any explanation in their bio.
Oh, yeah.
Of who they are, because that's can be a bot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some people even put it in their bios. If you don't have your age or any information, they'll block you.
They don't want an account that is not a human.
Yeah, yeah.
So this woman followed me. She's got a nice bio.
Mm-hmm.
She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She has four grandkids. She seemed very friendly, very warm. So, yeah, I followed her back.
Okay.
Not too long after, I get a direct message from this woman. Hi, thank you for following me back. Really appreciate it. By the way, I love your hair.
Okay.
Now, when I told you this off the air this morning, that was the first thing you just went, oh, God, no.
Yeah. Look at Calvin. He's laughing right now. No human, but for a man who's trying to bet a woman, opens with nice hair.
But a woman who I believe to be my same age.
Nope.
Because I'm gray now.
Yep.
And I thought, well, isn't that nice of you? And I responded back and I said, well, I just let it grow out. I stopped coloring it during the COVID lockdowns. And this is what I ended up with. So I appreciate the compliment.
Mistake
Thank you.
Number one.
Calvin.
Well, I guess maybe this is like a generational thing, but I see platforms that like have followers. Like, you don't have to follow everyone back that follows
you. No.
I only follow accounts that I'm interested in seeing more of.
He doesn't follow me on Twitter.
He sees enough of you every day.
I mean, that's true. And that's the thing is, and allow me to, I will inflate your ego a little maybe. But you have celebrity, you are on the air, you are a known name and a known face. There also comes the ability to not follow everyone back as well. So like,
right.
So,
but again, I, you know, and there are a bunch of accounts I haven't followed back because again, there's no profile information. There's nothing there. They don't tell me anything
exactly.
about themselves.
Exactly.
And I think I'm chatting with this woman who's about the same age as me. And so
mistake number two.
So then she comes back with, I'm in North Carolina. You?
Oh, boy. Did she spell Y-O-U or U?
I think it was Y-O-U.
Okay.
I'd have to go back and look.
All right.
I'm in North Carolina. Where are you? And I said, I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
I'm really sorry about all the destruction from the storms in North Carolina. I hope you're okay.
You're such a sweetheart.
And she comes back with, yes, it was terrible, but all we can do is keep moving forward. Are you married? Do you have children?
Oh, God.
And that's where I went, ew.
Can I wear you as a skin suit next? Interested in cryptocurrency? My little boy, my little grandson tells me all about the Dogecoin.
Yeah, it was all of a sudden, it's like, why are you asking me about that?
Did you respond?
No, I didn't.
Did you unfollow them?
No, but I probably will today when I get home.
And block them.
So it's somebody who's looking to hack me or something, right?
I think what they're looking to do is it's essentially a DM version of what you see in text messaging and phone calls. Calvin, you probably know better than I do because you're younger.
Yeah, it's a phishing scam of some sort. It might not be a full-on bot, but a lot of it is probably even AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you said they have a bio and pictures and everything, that just goes to show that they're evolving and trying to get past our
defenses.
Yeah. on Twitter, I'll get an influx of followers and it'll be like 30, 40 over the course of like two months.
Wow.
Not wow. They're all women with men's names who want to party with me. So these are bots.
Lucky you.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You are so popular.
Yeah, and I was going to, and I asked you this question too, speaking of Twitter, though. This weekend, Twitter felt emptier.
There are a lot of people leaving that platform.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to Blue Sky. I mean, and what's weird is that when I open up Blue Sky, I'm like, happy. I'm like, oh, let's see what's going on here. What are people talking about?
It's a much different vibe.
It really is.
It's a much different vibe.
Yeah.
Andrew from Maine texting in, why are you reading my conversations on the air, Jane? And do you really think I look like a 40-year-old woman? He's trying for points now. Thanks for that, Andrew. That's really funny.
FBI, get Andrew. He's wrapped. He's inside the house.
But I also assume that if I had kept this going at some point, it would have been, we're still recovering from the destruction.
Yep.
From the storms. Could you send money? Right. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how they butter you? And
they
and
try. Yeah. They try to. They don't ask for your credit card information. Like they're not trying
it's
to hack
you.
It's
never going to be that overt.
Yeah. What they're doing is like instead of like hacking your system and finding your credit card information and that kind of stuff, they just walk you up to the water and say, here you go. And you're like, oh, yeah, here's a gift card. Here's a this thing. Here's that thing. And then they've got your money. And especially seniors are tens of thousands of dollars in debt because especially those ones where it's, hey, grandma, it's so-and-so. Right. I'm trapped in London because then I've, can you send me $1,000? And they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. And they have no idea this is fake. So yes, from now on, Jane,
yes.
And this goes out to all of our listeners, regardless of how you feel about us, this is my piece of advice to you. If you're on your social media platform and you are not in the beauty trades and someone says nice hair to you, don't respond. I mean, Jane, you have lovely hair. It's, oh, if you have nice hair.
I'm just kidding.
But the point is if someone's opening salvo is nice hair, you have all the power to delete them from your life.
This just shows how essentially, and I like to think I'm very savvy and I'm very cynical.
You're not.
I know I'm a squish.
You are a squish.
I am a squish.
You have a cynical outside that is very thin layered. Inside is squishy because I've seen you tear up at beautiful things. Cynical people don't tear up. You are a squish.
With a crunchy outer shell.
Yeah, you're like magic shell. It's like a magic shell, but it's not really hard to get through that magic. All you tap the spoon through and there's a
cracks.
Sweet ice cream.
Well, just giving you a little heads up if you're going to be migrating over to Blue Sky. Avoid the compliments about your hair.
Unless it's from us and you know us. I did do something. You mentioned this last week when we were talking about Blue Sky, is the starter pack.
It's wonderful.
So if you are on Blue Sky, you go to your profile and there's media, there's likes, there's the posts, and you scroll over on your profile page. There's something called starter packs where you can add people into a list of individuals who you enjoy.
Following.
Right. And then you can post that. People can click on that post and then see all these people, and you have a nice... Because, I mean, it's daunting. There's a lot of people there already,
yeah.
And you don't know who to follow. You might not know who's there, and you might find someone who's really cool, like me or Jane or Civic Media is now on Blue Sky.
Blue Sky, cool.
We have a lot of people migrating over there.
Check it out. It is a much different vibe.
The vibe is nice.
It is pretty nice. Joe from Madison has been very, very patient. We're going to go back to lake sitting, axe throwing California guy, Eric Hovde. Has finally admitted, Joe, that yes, Tammy Baldwin beat him, but at least up to this point, he has not called the Baldwin campaign to concede. What did you want to say about Eric Hovde?
Well, graceless to the end, right?
Yep.
Yep. Always.
Yep.
didn't change a darn thing. I think what's interesting when he's on his bitter campaign about the absentee ballots, and you guys talked about this, and I just wanted to add to this discussion. If you talk to people who are actually working the elections in bigger sized cities in Wisconsin, you will get a sense of how much work they actually have to do on election day, particularly a presidential election where there are people coming in voting that day or registering that day that, you know, exists in the state of Wisconsin that requires work. And then imagine what has to happen with an absentee ballot. It's not a lot, but you've got to open the envelope, smooth it out, you know, ensure that it matches, you know, do the match with somebody else watching. My sister has worked elections. I've just done poll watching. I've never worked elections. And she said, you do the absentee ballots because you can't get at them until day of,
right,
in between the other tasks that you have to do. So big surprise, you run out of time.
Yep.
So, I mean, he ought to be freaking grateful for those people who stay till the bitter end, you know, way into the wee hours, working late on a job that sure doesn't pay banker salary.
Yeah, no kidding. Sure. But I maintain that they will keep this alive because they want this as their argument. And it is in their best interest to continue to raise doubts about the accuracy and fairness of our elections. Thank you so much, Joe. Really appreciate you checking in. We have got to go to break. When we return, This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Art Snob Edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. News is coming up at noon, followed by Todd Alba. From noon to 2, Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4, Dom Salvia takes over 4 to 6 p.m., and then Pete Schwabba, great show. If you're looking for a way to unwind at the end of the day, maybe around dinner time, join Pete for Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I think you'll really enjoy it. 11:52, that means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be... Send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Headline from the Associated Press, how a viral duct-taped banana came to be worth $1 million. This is the art snob edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Walk into any supermarket, you can generally get a banana for less than a buck, but a banana duct-taped to a wall can sell for more than $1 million at an upcoming auction at Sotheby's.
Sotheby's.
In New York, the yellow banana duct tape to the white wall is a work entitled Comedian.
What?
By Italian artist Maurizio Catalan. This artwork first debuted in 2019 as an edition of three fruits at the Art Basel Miami Beach Fair, where it became a much-discussed sensation. Was it a prank? Is it a commentary on the art world? Another artist took the banana off the wall and ate it. So they brought in a backup banana. Selfie crowds became so thick. Comedian, which is, again, a banana duct-taped to a white wall.
It's called Comedian?
It's called Comedian. They had to... There was so much congestion around this, they had to withdraw it from view.
So they had to take it off the wall, like, off the
apparently the... so. But Three editions of it sold for between $120,000 and $150,000. Now the conceptual artwork has an estimated value of between $1 million and $1.5 million going up for auction. You still have time. It's November 20th.
And folks, by the way, just so you know, because this is what I thought when Jane first told me about this, it's like, oh, it's like a perfectly like created sculpture of a banana.
No.
It is a real banana.
It is a real banana.
Which you will have to replace every week.
Because they rot.
We here at Matinair on Air Laboratories and Wafflery really enjoy art, support art, and believe in art. But this is dumb.
Sotheby's head of contemporary art, David Galperin, calls the artwork called Comedian profound and provocative.
I hate this.
What Catalan is really doing is turning a mirror to the contemporary art world and asking questions, provoking thought about how we ascribe value to artworks, what we define as an artwork. Again, bidders will not be getting the same banana that was on display in Miami. Those bananas, long gone. The banana was always meant to be replaced regularly along with the duct tape.
Does that mean...
So you can just... go home, buy a banana, everybody's got duct tape, and now you have a piece of art.
Well, that's the question is, can you get sued for copyright infringement?
I suppose if you start having tour groups come in.
If you make money off
it. If you make money off of it.
Also, if you have a banana, just eat the banana and then move on. That statement from What's-His-Face about throwing a mirror to the... The reason why art is the way it is with regard to what he's saying is because it's a scam.
Yes. And that, when you say things like that, calling it profound and provocative, that's why people hate you.
Yeah. The reason why art has like such high value is it's because who makes it, who buys it, who shows it, who decides whether or not they get in the big catalogs. This is not profound. This is just, and it's not even on the problem of art. This is not the problem of art. The problem of art is that you got a guy who just made one good thing once, and then all of a sudden he made a second thing. It used to be $10 million. Now,
I hate this.
The Sotheby's guy says when you buy Catalan's Comedian is not the banana itself, but a certificate of authenticity that grants the owner permission to reproduce the banana and duct tape it on their wall as an original artwork by Maurizio Catalan.
So you will get sued if you do it.
don't take pictures of it and don't put it on the web.
Jane, I'm going to say this right now.
Yes.
Maybe Trump is what we deserve.
You wonder.
Yeah.
You got to wonder. All right, that was today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
We have news coming up next. Join us tomorrow. Our friend and colleague Dom Salvia will be here from 10:30 until 11 o'clock. He's going to come down early before his shift starts at 4. And then we're going to talk to Paul Trebian again about the Holiday Folk Fair.
I love the Holiday Folk Fair.
As we get closer to Thanksgiving. And then, of course, we'll wrap it up with another tisbet. That's all on the way.
Will we have art on our wall tomorrow?
We might.
I might go to the grocery store.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Everybody join us next time. We'll invite our old friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a report of Wisconsin basketball. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.